Hello, 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 everyone. Dana Williamson here with Bad, Blessed Anointed Destined LLC, the original Bad Queen of the Round Table. So excited that you've tuned into the podcast, Visions and Dreams. This is going to be probably one of the handful of very short podcasts that I've recorded, but I had to get somewhere to record it. Didn't want to do a live, didn't want to do a video, didn't want to upload to YouTube or anything like that. I just wanted to get this out because somebody besides me has had this happen to them. So I had little to no sleep last night, maybe about 2 hours, because I was cleaning up my house, trying to, you know, get my mind together. You know, I have to say that, yes, I believe I've had some bout with depression over the past couple of months. And depression looks like a person who goes to work every day. Depression looks like somebody who runs their business every day. Depression looks like somebody who hardly cleans their house. That's a little transparency for you. I'm still the original bad queen. I'm not running away from what I was called to do and why I do it. Because I was up cleaning up my house and I literally sat down in my bed at 4 o'clock, left all the lights on, 4 a.m., left all the lights on. I got up about 6:30, 7 o'clock to be able to walk out of the house by 8:15. Praise God that office number 2 is only 10 minutes away. So walking out of the house at 8:15 was no big deal. I clocked in on time. By 2 o'clock this afternoon, the lack of sleep started to hit me. And I felt myself getting drowsy. And then I felt myself, you know, literally getting to a point of falling asleep. And I was like, oh, okay, let me get up. Let me walk around. Let me go to the car. You know, let me talk to people. Let me, you know, slap myself across the face a couple of times, get some water, whatever. And I had already left for lunch at about 11:45. And I was literally, there was nothing else for me to do besides, you know, working at the desk. But I was falling. I could literally feel myself falling asleep. And so every time I did that, every time I nodded, you know, or felt like, you know, I was nodding, I would just jerk myself back, get up, do a few squats, whatever. I finished a file I was working on and I started to write my closing statement on the file. Closing statement is the same for every file, okay? As long as it's finished. And so when I added that closing statement, or as I sat there getting ready to write the closing statement, a few seconds later, I felt my eyes fluttering, but I could still see myself writing. And I'm like, what's wrong with my eyes? What's going on? I could feel my eyes fluttering. And I'm talking to myself like, what is wrong with my eyes? Is there something in it or blah, 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 blah. And then my eyes flew open and I realized I had fallen asleep. But I was still writing on the file. And as my eyes flew open, I could see myself writing the last part of whatever I was writing. And I literally wrote a date and my name, my last name. I wrote 3/17. This is how I wrote it. 3/17/21. And then Williamson was right under that. And I'm just like, what in the world? I'm asleep. I am so asleep. Lord help me. And so my colleague was like, what's wrong with you? And I said, look at this. She was like, what is that? I was like, let me tell you. Let me tell you what it is. It's not what I'm supposed to be writing on there. And I explained to her what I was supposed to be writing. And she's like, that's not really close. I'm like, I know. I'm asleep. I need to leave. So I got some whiteout and I whited out that, but I wrote down what I had written on a piece of paper, because for me, everything is always spiritual. It happens for a reason. There's no reason why I wrote 3-17-21 Williamson on a page for no reason. And so I go to look up the date on Google to see if something happened that day to make me wonder. You know, what's the big deal? What, you know, and I wrote it just like I wrote it on my, I typed it into Google the same way I wrote it on the paper. 3/17/21. And do you know, a scripture came up right away. It was not one of the choices. It was the first choice. It was Ephesians chapter 3. Verses 17 through 21. And when I tell you that scripture verse, those verses were for me and the time that I'm in right now, I don't know how else to tell you. I'm sharing that with you because I'm not the only one that things like this happen to. It is important that we write down our visions and our dreams. It is important that we make note of the different things that just seem normal or just, you know, kind of off kilter, but we don't pay it much attention. It's time to pay it a lot of attention. Right now, I would feel a certain kind of way if I hadn't, about my personal life, if I hadn't read that scripture today. We can ask God for forgiveness. We can repent. We can ask God to help us and give us direction. And he will. And he'll show up in a way that some of us may or may not understand. God bless you all. You have a wonderful rest of your night. I am Dana Williamson with Bad.